A podcast to honor the gods.
This better come with a sacrifice.
Deus Ex Media.
Welcome to Fandom's Gone Wrong. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Carrie.
And this is... What is this, Mother?
This is our final episode.
It's the final countdown!
Final countdown. Yeah, it's our final countdown. Yeah.
Life.
Charlie's gonna move on to focusing all their attention on Of the Eldest Gods.
Well, I mean, it's also just we had different expectations for this podcast. And
that's okay.
We also trying to schedule recordings with this one is so hard.
Sorry. So hard. I have things to do. People to
you got,
see.
You have so many jobs.
I have three jobs. I could have four jobs.
She's killing me here.
But not right now. I have three jobs right now. So it's a little rough. Yeah. A little hard.
So we're putting this podcast to rest with one of our favorite movies to watch together that we will watch like basically any day, anytime.
Like we might watch it again tonight or later this weekend. Who knows? Because I love it so much.
Who knows?
We're going to do My Life in Ruins.
Yeah.
Starring one of our favorite actresses.
Wikipedia tells me was released under a different name in the United Kingdom. Driving Aphrodite. Why?
Well, I mean, there's driving involved and she's Greek, but yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a rom-com, but it's also like why?
It is a rom-com. That's what I love about this. It's a rom-com, but it's also just a com, too. It's a comedy.
It's
hysterical.
It's also just a comedy.
It's a little raunchy. It's a little fun. It's got a little serious, sad times here and there, but it's good.
Yeah, it's like My Big Fat Greek Wedding, except she's in Greece and she's single for most of it.
For most of it. She's not like getting married. She's like meeting the guy.
It's the meet cute. It's all about that meet cute. Except I think it's assumed that she already kind of knew him. Like she knew of him at least.
Well, she had seen him around. He was like the guy who was like in the background of her life. He was there occasionally, but they never really paid attention to each other. Or at least she never paid attention to him. So we're going to do this the old-fashioned way. We're going to do this the somewhat newer-fangled way that we started.
We're doing the new-fangled way. You give us a little synopsis of what this movie is about, Mother.
So a sad, depressed college professor takes a job as a tour guide, which she's miserable doing and makes everyone else on her tour miserable. Until the bus driver decides to take an interest in her and things start going hilariously wrong and right at the same time. There's sex, there's all kinds of craziness, there's fights, and it's wonderful, and there's thievery, and all kinds of crazy things, and ice cream. Lots and lots
there's
of ice cream.
There's lots of ice cream, because you know what? Tourists love ice cream.
We even
especially
have ghosts.
When it's super hot. What?
We even have a ghost.
That's true. Well, that's only if you watch the deleted scenes.
Well, I don't know.
Right. I forgot.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was a ghost or just a memory, but it seemed like it was a ghost, so... It's pretty cool. It was fun. It's just a lark and it's fun. And like I said, it's a rom-com. There's sex and there's all kinds of fun partying going on and craziness and revenge antics. It's zany.
Yeah, this is a truly fun movie just because like there's so many characters and they're all just like turned up to 11. Like they're all caricature stereotypes. Like that's the fun of it.
I was going to say, yeah. Every time I think of this movie, I think of the creepiest character, her ex-husband, the actress's ex-husband. It plays the creepiest character in this movie. He has a 5-minute bit part, really, in the movie, and yet he plays like the slimiest, grossest, just character. Like unattractive in his behavior and his looks.
How many times have women actually slept with you for postage? Four.
More than you think.
Four times.
Why would anybody sleep with someone for postage? I don't know. I guess it would have to be a lot of postage. No, not even. Not him anyway.
Instead of paying $20, they sleep with him. Like, come on.
He's not worth $20. I mean, the actor may be in normal life, but when he's looking like he did in that movie and acting like he did in that movie, no way. That character is just bleh. So anyway, let's start off with the character development a little bit, shall we?
Alrighty. Well, our list of characters. There's so many fucking characters in this movie, and I don't remember all of their names. Like, there are names on here, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know who that is. But
okay, so let's start off with Georgia.
Georgia, our main girl, our Greek-American tour guide, failed professor girl. She's just, you know, she's just at the end of her rope. She's about to quit her job because she's just so fed up with everything. She wanted to be this professor, and she's just stuck with this. And she's got no kefi.
I think it's really interesting, though, that she's an American professor who goes to Greece to teach Greek history.
Well, she's also Greek-American.
I know, but still, that she goes to Greece to teach Greek history. Like, people in Greece need someone who's from America to teach Greek history. It's kind of weird. But she's miserable at her current job because she didn't
get the job.
She has no kefi. She has no excitement for life. No excitement for life.
They keep mentioning that in this movie, that it's like your spirit, your, you know.
Joie de vivre. Joy of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her boss thinks that she's an idiot. Her boss is, like, fed up with her because she's so terrible as a tour guide. And, of course, there's two tour guides. It's always got to be a competition, right?
Oh, yeah.
So the competitive tour guide, everybody loves.
Nico.
Why does everybody love Nico? Because exactly what stupid American tourists want.
Him and his hair. Like I think of him and I just remember that scene when he's, like, spraying his hair so it goes all the way back. And it's just like, oh, it's so gross. He's another slimy guy. That's just gross.
Slimy guy. Well, I mean, like I said, all he does the whole time is, like, basically give the people on his tour guide what he thinks stupid Americans want or stupid tourists want. They want to go and see cardboard cutouts of characters from Greek mythology.
Okay,
they want ice cream all the time.
I like the cardboard cutouts. The cardboard cutouts.
I think it's cute, but he doesn't really give them any tour-like information.
I don't think everything that he does is bad. Like, a mix of that and what Georgia did, like, when she started out, that's what you need.
You need
a mix of the fun. You need a mix of the, like, we're actually here to, like, learn about this other culture. Why did we come here? To take pictures and to learn about what this thing is that we're in front of,
you
know? But
didn't he take them to, like, the Hard Rock or TGI Fridays or something? It was the Hard Rock.
Yeah, he took them to Hard Rock. There's a Hard Rock, like, everywhere. Like,
but if I'm going to go to Greece and I'm touring Greece, I want to have dinner at some place that's going
to
serve
Greek
food.
She tried to feed them souvlaki, and he's like, no, let's have some, like, cheeseburgers and french fries.
And everybody's like, cheeseburgers and french fries and ice cream. Lots of ice cream. I get it. It's summertime. It's hot. You need something cool. I get that.
And like, there's just so many things. Like, he walks onto their bus and is like, oh, you want some fresh, warm lokomades? Like, Greek donuts. And they're all like, oh, yeah. And he's like, oh, wrong bus. Never mind. It's like, you're purposely antagonizing this.
He's just such a dick. So he's the competition.
He made a deal with the boss, Maria, right? Like, if he made Georgia quit, he could have a raise. So
So like I said, the boss doesn't like her very much.
So hard.
He doesn't like her very much because he's competition. So they give Georgia the worst bus, and they give her the creepiest bus driver.
He's only creepy because he, like, doesn't speak very much, and he's a very hairy man.
Yeah, he just kind of keeps to himself. And he's just kind of sitting there with his lots of hairy, and he seems mysterious to the American tourists who are on the bus.
Honestly, that's just how I am at work. I'm just like, I'm just going to sit in the corner and do what I'm here to do. I'm like, I'm not here to socialize.
So let's talk about him for a second. His name is Prokopi, but he likes to be called Poopy. And when she tells everybody that he likes to be called Poopy, they ask, well, what's his last name? And we can call him by his last name. And what's his last name? Kakas. I'm sorry. I don't know about you people. Maybe I'm just old, but when I was a kid, Kaka meant shit. And Poopy means shit. So he's shit or shitty shit. I don't know which. But he's a really cool guy, and he just looks kind of creepy in the beginning.
That's the thing. Like, you and I both know that he was like, yeah, I'm telling them this to make them laugh because,
exactly.
Like, she
he's
was
trying to get them
know.
To laugh. But it may be the joke, but it's not untrue. It's just the joke.
Yeah. Like, he's okay with it. He wants them to laugh and, like, enjoy themselves on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He looks a lot better when he starts shaving a little bit.
He cleans himself up as we go along. But Georgia, like I said, Georgia's just kind of miserable. She's depressed. She's doing this. She's dialing it in. She wants to give everybody the history of Greece as much as possible, but she really has no passion, no kefi, right? And so she does not like the people on her tour. She has Americans who are, let's face it, not always well loved overseas.
I love the okay, we're
the American couple.
I love them so much. we got like his name is Big Al, and then his wife is like a little short little lady. What's her name again?
Is it in the credits here?
Kim. Big Al. Big Al and Kim Sawchuck.
Yes. He's a contractor from somewhere like in the Midwest, aren't they?
Yeah, I forget where, probably.
But somewhere in the U.S. But there, he's a contractor and she's his wife and they're hoping to have kids someday soon. And it's just funny because he's like, oh, they go to the Parthenon. He's like, oh, I could fix this place up, you know, just a little this, a little that. And George is freaking out over this because the whole idea is it's like ancient ruins. We don't fix up ancient ruins.
He's like, flip that house. Whoa. It's like,
they go to a cathedral and they're like, oh, I wonder if we could buy this. They're trying to buy the furniture out of the cathedral to put in their rumpus room.
Like, this would be a great place for snacks in the rec room. What the hell, guys? No.
So funny. So they're funny.
Everything here, I swear, it could all just be like, everyone could just, what's the word? Improving? They could all just be like improving their lines, like, and just,
it would work.
You know, it would make sense to me.
We have the other American.
Gator?
Well, Gator. I was thinking of the old guy.
Oh, well, I like Gator because
Gator. Okay, this isn't,
he's just this, like, I don't know, early 20s, like, guy. He's from Florida and he's like, I'm gonna meet my girlfriend in Greece.
And they're like, you're in Greece? Oh, wow. I swear he's like on spring break. He's like on college break or spring break or something like that. He's just like this overly enthusiastic young guy who's having a good turn in Europe waiting to meet his girlfriend. And in the movie, we all think he's nuts just thinking he's going to meet a girl that's his girlfriend. In the outtakes of the credits, his girlfriend shows up and she's adorable.
I prefer everything with the outtakes in it because it just, I don't know, it makes some things in the movie better when you have some of the outtakes in there. And Gator deserves his girlfriend.
Gator's he's a good guy. He's a weirdo.
He's just
at times,
a himbo.
But he's a good kid. Yeah.
He's just a big himbo.
He's just having a good time, loving life. And then we have Irv. He's the other American.
Irv. Well, Irv is one of the main characters because him and Georgia have like an enemies to besties relationship.
Yep. And it goes pretty quick because this is only like a week they're away. But yes, it's enemies to besties kind of thing where they start off where he's antagonist to her because he's the funny guy who likes to cause trouble. And once she calls him on his shit, she finally finds out that he's actually a sad widower who's just trying to relive the joy he had when he went tour and vacation with his wife, which is so sad.
And he never got to go to Greece with his wife because his wife passed away.
But that's okay because he gets to see her in Greece when he has a heart attack. And almost dies.
And in the outtakes,
that's
he dies.
The ghost. She's the ghost that he sees.
She's the ghost.
Before they rush him to the hospital and he lives, supposedly. But then we don't know because the outtakes he dies. So very sad.
Yeah, in the outtakes, they're like dancing ghosts. Yeah. And it's weird.
But let's be clear. Irv is a retiree from the best job ever.
He's an ice cream taster.
He was an ice cream taster. Who doesn't want to be an ice cream taster? I mean, yeah, you'd be 400,000 pounds, but who cares? Because you'd be happy.
I love it. Like she Georgia's first guess on what Irv's job was just by like, oh, I had the best job ever. You were a porn star?
No, they were talking about something dirty, I thought, first before then.
They were talking about like you never see a happy porn star. But
and then he says I had the best job. I was like, you were a porn star? No, I was an ice cream taster. I can't
just,
imagine.
It's just so funny. Like all the conversations in this movie, they're just like so wild.
And then we get the Australians.
Well, we missed the other American.
No, he's not American. He's Canadian, isn't he? Is he American?
I thought he was American.
Oh, I don't know. He collects maple syrup, so I was thinking maybe he was Canadian.
I mean, the actor's American. How about that?
Okay, so the last American is a pancake house. IHOP.
Mark Mallard.
He's the IHOP district guy. Sales rep for pancake house.
He's the pancake man. That is his identifier. That's he's the pancake man.
Basically, he sells franchises, I think, doesn't he?
Yep, and he collects vintage syrup.
I love it. Cool thing about syrup, as long as you keep it closed, it stays for a long, long time, apparently. Much like honey. So yes, he collects vintage
syrup. It's so wild. And he's the only other, like, love interest in the movie for, like, 5 seconds.
Honestly, he's not unattractive, but he's boring as shit.
He's the one who improvised all his lines. He absolutely, like, we know it. It's in the outtakes. My God, if you've seen this movie, watch the outtakes of this man.
He doesn't just collect syrup. He loves syrup.
He goes on and he just, like, he has this whole monologue about syrups and it just keeps going and keeps going. And, like, they're sitting at a bar and she's just drinking and drinking. And then she makes all of the napkins into a pillow and falls asleep. And everyone has left this bar and it's just those two. And he's still talking.
And the next morning after their fun syrup date, everybody's like, oh, did you have a good time date? And she's like, no.
Well, now I know the history of syrup. it's so wild, this man.
But meanwhile, that made Poopy Caca's very jealous when they went on that
date. Yeah, that's the good part. That's why it was important that she did that, because then he, you know, starts trying a little bit more, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, she starts trying, like, the first time she says something to him about, like, you should cut your hair, he trims.
Yeah, well, she's like, is it a full moon, what's with this hair? So he shaves his beard.
Yeah, and the next time it looks like he trims his hair a little bit and combs it better.
Yeah.
So and he goes in stages of cleaning up until they get down.
Yeah, I'm kind of upset by the end of the movie. Poopy's hair is like maybe as long as mine is right now. It's like, it's not that long.
He still had longer hair in the back.
No,
it just wasn't
not really.
Yeah,
his hair is like so short at the end, and I'm like, no, keep some of that long hair. We love a long-haired man. He's still hot. Like, just shave off the beard because it was a little bit too mountain man.
So, as we mentioned Irv, we have to mention his pseudo-love interest. There are two of them. Before he has his heart attack and nearly dies or does die, he enjoys the last few days of his life because he's got a little blue pill and two young divorcees.
You didn't say which character, but yes, Irv.
Irv, yes. And two not young, I should say, middle-aged divorcees. He's older. They're probably in their 40s, and yes, why not?
I love them. So it's, I know it's Laura and...
And Lena. Layla and Lena.
Is it?
Layla and Lena.
Okay. I thought one of them was named Laura.
Nope. Layla and Lena. They're both, yeah. I love that the actress's names are really Maria. Good. Both of them.
yeah, of course. And they're both from Spain.
As
one of them, like, lists her many, many names, and it's like, oh, yeah, funny. And the other one is two names, and that's it. It's fine. It's, you know, it's one of those things. I love them. They're great.
I love that we catch them in bed with him. Not quite, but kind of.
I love the scene, like you know, like an hour before that when he opens up like a door and it leads to their room. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then he's like, I'm not that sorry. But and they're laughing and they're like, okay.
Woohoo.
It's like, we're both kind of into this. It's fine.
They have a good time.
They must have a good three-way.
And there's, of course, we have the older couple, Dorcas.
Dorcas and Barnaby.
Dorcas is awesome. Dorcas and Barnaby. They're in their, like, probably like 80s, 70s, 80s.
Probably.
He can barely walk with a walker, and she is a hot ticket. She is a pickpocket and
she's like
a shoplifter.
This tiny, tiny little woman, and she just, like, pickpockets everybody.
Pickpockets.
Everything.
She shoplifts. She is a petty thief, and she's good at it. She's really, really good at it.
Like,
she
stole money from Nico, and I'm so happy that she did that. Like...
Oh, that's right. She owed someone money and she stole money from Nico. She owed Nico money, didn't she? She stole money and gave...
No, she broke... Remember,
plates.
Nico...
That's right.
Nico convinced them to break the plates. Like, opa, yay. And then she owed the hotel money for the broken plates.
So she stole Nico's money to pay for the hotel. Yeah, the broken plates. Like, but she uses her skills for good and for bad. She gets everybody souvenirs in the souvenir shops because she's so good with her sleight of hand. Of course, we also have shopkeepers chasing the bus out of town at one point.
Yeah, George is like, wait a second. I see what's happening. Poopy, go.
Her skills come in very handy towards the end, when they finally give up on Nico's fighting with or teasing them all the time, because they have the crappy broken down bus with no air conditioning, and Nico has the bright, brand new, wonderful bus that works great. But we need to talk about the last guest
on this
bus.
The fact that they planned that fucking heist, like, it's so good. It's so wonderful.
It is wonderful. But let's talk talk about the last group on the bus.
I mean, there's, besides this last group, there's also like three old ladies. We don't know what language they speak, but they do not speak English, and they're just
They really don't interact at all.
They just fill out the background.
We didn't talk about the Australians.
That's true. We got two other groups. The Australians
basically sit around and drink all day. Their beer.
Yeah. You know what? I think Sam fills that stereotype of them in this movie.
They drink a lot of Fosters.
I've seen Sam when he is drunk.
They drink a lot of Fosters. That's all I'm going to say. Fosters beer. They brought their own beer on the bus.
They're also just like so incredibly Australian where you can't understand anything they're saying though.
Like where did they live? Like in the bush where nobody else talks to them all day? So they like came up with their own dialect. It's so weird.
I want to know what this is. Like they're just speaking words that don't make sense together.
I want to take a Johnny Riddle. That's all I'm going to say. I need to take a Johnny Riddle.
How many ticks you got in the old Dickory? That one at least made sense. I could understand that one. But it's like, I don't know. I want to put on the subtitles and just try to dissect they're saying.
The question is, would it actually come up in the subtitles what it says?
It might not. It honestly might not.
Thank God they explained that a Johnny Riddle means he needs to go to the gents or the bathroom. He needs to take a piss, basically. Because he's been drinking a lot of beer.
Yeah.
You gotta take a piss.
Yeah. And then there's the last group, which is the Tullins.
I love the Tullin family. They're another group of crazy people. We got a teenage daughter who's miserable because she does not want to be on vacation with her parents.
She's also miserable because
her parents are fighting.
I was gonna say because she forgot the charger for her like iPod. so she can't even drown out all the stuff that's happening.
Yeah. It's mom and dad argue a lot because mom is prickly.
Yeah, that's the joke. That's the joke of this movie.
That is kind of like the house husband, is what it appears to be. A mom is like the successful whatever.
He's the trophy husband of this.
And she's the, like I said, she's the successful doctor who blah, 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 de, blah, de, blah.
We don't know what kind of doctor she is, but like, you know, she's...
Must be a medical because she deals with the heart attack.
I was going to be like, is she like a... She could be a brain surgeon for all we know, but like she's just an undefined medical doctor who clearly must be rich.
And right? What's her syndrome that she has?
Hands door.
Okay. It's so funny. You explain it.
It's so rude, but like if the husband hadn't said this to Georgia, like I feel like it's funnier if it's just an inside joke, I don't know, between him and his kid, maybe.
Well, maybe his kid doesn't even know. Little girl was acting a little like miserable, a little prickly, and dad tells Georgia, oh, she has Hansdorf syndrome.
Yeah. And that is the maiden name of his Dr. Tullin, the wife. And it's like, oh, dude.
It's kind of like when you say, you know, you're a pain in the ass just like your father. Yeah, that's kind of just like your mother. It's basically,
I don't know. I feel like that's definitely more something that you have as an inside joke between your family rather than involving
somebody else. Because what happens is later on when George is talking to the mom and she says, oh, I understand your daughter has Hansdorf syndrome and it makes her a little, prickly.
Yeah.
And she's like, Hansdorf is my maiden name.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, that was a little bit too far. I get that he was trying to, like, be funny about his wife, but, like, bro.
Yeah. We find out just how obnoxious Dr. Tullin truly is when she doesn't like how Irv is acting and asks Georgia, while handing her money, to make him go away.
Make it stop,
basically.
Yeah, it's just that's how you know she's rich, is she's constantly handing people like a bunch of money to make them do things.
Yeah, she basically, money talks, I guess, but she thinks that she's like hot shit.
Like, okay, so eventually she does become friends with Irv, but like when Irv has his heart attack and they're all at the hospital, she hands the nurses extra money. She's like, take care of him. Like, I love that growth that they have.
Mm-hmm.
This group is just so good because they all, like...
They all get something out of this situation. You know, like, Mark gets the idea that maybe he doesn't need to be tethered to his phone constantly. And he can try to enjoy life.
I think what he does is a little overboard. but he throws his phone into a fire.
I think I would have just turned it off and put it in my suitcase. Maybe that would be a little bit better, but whatever.
Yeah.
He's not a poor businessman, so he can afford to buy a new phone. We're not worried about that, for sure.
Yeah. It's just, Barnaby. Maybe don't.
Barnaby has so much fun on this tour. He has so much fun, God knows, in bed with his wife, as we find out accidentally when they're banging on the walls.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a scene where when Irv is sleeping with the two Spanish ladies, and
Georgia and Poopy are getting it on.
Georgia and Poopy finally get it on a couple times. There's a weird banging noise. And what is it? Everybody goes out to check. It's like, oh, it was the old people. They were banging hard.
Dorcas and her husband, who could barely walk with a walker, is now having wild, crazy
sex.
No
wonder he can't walk.
It was awesome. It was awesome. And that's actually the scene where they bump into each other, where they realize, hey, let's get some revenge on Nico.
That's the fact. They're all just like, it's so hot in my room. It's so hot. And Georgia's like, oh, it's hot. Wait a second.
I've got a plan.
Let's do a swap. Not that kind of swap.
So basically, the three girls, the two 40-something divorcees, and I love it. Of course, we need to have Dorcas involved because she's the pickpocket, go and distract Nico and steal his bus keys while the others switch out the air conditioning units between the two buses.
Yep.
It's the best.
It's a good heist. We love a good heist. It's wonderful. And
yeah, it's wonderful. And
they're all good.
They're all good. Do we want to talk about what Nico does, the bad thing he does, or do we don't want to talk about
it?
It's up to you.
Okay, so I think it needs to be mentioned just because, I mean, this is a movie of its time. It's from 2009, so, you know,
Nico's
not
an
everything
asshole.
Is going to be
we know he's
super
an asshole.
Sensitive and super great.
He's trying to mess with Georgia's people the whole time. Mess with Georgia people to try to get Georgia to quit. So he goes after the kid, Gator. He gives Gator a t-shirt. And the t-shirt is all in Greek and has a picture of some men
guys,
in interesting positions.
Guys, maybe wrestling? Who
he
knows?
May be wrestling. And he tells him it says, I love Greece, when actually it says something sexual for gay men.
It says, enter at rear. Which, yeah. Okay, as a gay man shirt, that sounds, like, actually kind of great. Like funny, but, like, also direct, you know?
Problem is, Gator's not gay, as we've already established. He does have a girlfriend. And so when he wears this to a party, two gay men hit on him together.
Yeah. I mean, they're interested in an orgy, you know?
They pretty much are.
When Gator goes to, like, beat up Nico when he finds out what's happening,
they get excited. They think it's going to be a four-way.
They think it's going to be an orgy, and it's like, nope, he just wants to beat him up in this pool.
And he does beat him up, because when they're stealing the air conditioning unit, this is why I wanted to bring it up, when they go to steal the air conditioning unit, the girls are all trying to make him feel better because he's got a bloody fat lip because, you know, he got beat up by Gator, and he deserved it.
Yeah. Nico deserves everything that he gets in this movie. He's such an asshole. But yeah, sometimes when I rewatch this movie now, I'm just like thinking about that. I'm like, this is not a great joke, but like, I'm at least glad that Nico got beat up for it.
Absolutely.
What an asshole.
He was an asshole. So that was another fun scene in the movie. But yes.
Do we want to talk about Caitlin's little love story that goes on?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So throughout this tour, everybody's miserable. George has been treating them, you know, whatever. As things go along, they start having more fun. And when they get the air conditioning unit, they decide that they're going to do something different and not follow the tour, not be boring as we've been boring most of the time. I mean, George has lightened up a little bit and done some really fun things and really enticed Poopy over the time. And that caused a bus crash, which, you know, you can watch it and see. That was kind of funny. But as we're going along, Caitlin has mentioned that she'd like to go to the beach. So after they get the air conditioning unit and they get everything settled, they take off and they say, we're going to the beach for the day. And she asks
because Poopy. Caitlin wants to go to the beach specifically.
Exactly. So Georgia asks Poopy if he has, by any chance, does he have a 16-year-old nephew? And of course he does have a 16-year-old nephew.
What's
is
the nephew's
adorable.
Name?
The nephew's name? Duty Caucus. Again, shitty shit.
I love it. But also, like, they end up being very cute together. Like, they share headphones. And
oh, yes, because remember, she doesn't have headphones
beach.
At work. So he gives her one of his, and then they listen to music together. So even though his name is really stupid, she doesn't care. He's adorable.
Yeah.
And they're having a good
time. And all throughout the beach day, it seems like Georgia and Poopy and Caitlin and Duty are having, like, a double date going on. Because you see them all hanging out.
Everybody's having a good time, and the Sawchucks are getting down.
And so is Dorcas.
Yes,
Dorcas and Barnaby nearly go down on the beach, too. And
what can I say? Old people and hormones.
So one of the other things about Dr. Tullin is that, you know, she's a very pale woman and she doesn't want to get sunburned. I can relate. I am ginger. I'm very white. So she's always like wrapped up looking like a beekeeper. And they finally get her out of the tent.
Her husband threatens her.
Yeah. No,
no. Does
he
tell anybody how old she is, isn't it?
Caitlin threatens. Caitlin?
I wonder, yeah. I thought, was it say how old she is or something like that?
Yeah. I'm going to tell everyone how old you are. And then finally, Dr. Tullin comes out. She's got an umbrella and she's in her bathing suit. And her husband is like, that was worth the wait.
That's why I married
you
right
there. She looks gorgeous. She's gorgeous.
It should be said that this is
smiling.
Also the mother. She's actually the mother from one of our other favorite movies that we have never reviewed.
Princess Diaries.
That's right. Which may be coming out with a third. Woohoo. We'll see.
So good.
We keep talking about it.
Yeah. In this movie, she finally gets to use her British accent.
We didn't even mention that they were from England, and so is Dorcas and Barnaby.
Yeah, like everybody is like from different places. Poopy's from Greece, and Nico's group, he got all Canadians. That's the other big joke, is that she wanted the Canadians. Georgia was like, they're so polite, they're nice, can I have them? And Nico got the good group, quote unquote.
But here's the thing, when shit hits the fan and he loses his air conditioning and they get all grumpy and they want more ice cream, he's like, he calls them Americans and the Canadians.
He calls them stupid Americans.
Here's what I'm going to say. They're not stupid, but technically, Canada is part of North America, so technically, they're North American. Like it or not, Canada. Sorry.
Yeah, and I guess
they're not United States Americans, but they're...
We're United Statesians?
I know. I don't know. United Statesmen and women?
Yeah. I don't know. That's just a thing that I'd never understand. Why are we called Americans?
No one else from America is, because let's face it, United States is not America. It's the United States of America. We also have Canada, which is part of North America, Mexico, which is part of North America. We have all of South America.
We just
all
need
the
a better
Americas.
Word for what to call people from the U.S. so it's
idiots.
Less confusing.
I'm going to call us idiots because, you know, we had 4 years of Trump.
True.
So, and there are still people who think he should be president. So, yes, we're idiots for even entertaining him. All in politics. It's our last show. I don't care if I piss people off. I really don't. Trump is a fucking moron. Anyway, Americans are idiots. Yeah. Okay. And we move on.
What haven't we touched on? I feel like we've touched on so many things. Well.
Oh, one of my favorite phrases. Everyone needs to take time for a coffee.
How do you plan life?
What I love about the coffee thing is at the beginning they mentioned something about coffee.
Yeah.
And she writes a letter in the middle of the movie before everything turns and they all start getting along. When everybody is miserable and she's miserable, she writes a letter to her boss quitting her job. Says, this is my last tour. I'm done. I'm quitting my job. Mails it again with the hotel manager whom we already discussed. Yep. Was slimy, greasy, played by her ex-husband in real life. And he spills coffee on the letter.
Mm-hmm.
So when the boss gets the letter, it's almost completely unreadable. All she sees is the beginning of it. And a line that says, basically, you're my only friend. And you know, which basically she says, you're my only friend. And that's why I hate this place or something like that. But she doesn't see anything else other than you're my only friend in Greece.
Yeah.
And so... her boss thinks that she's buttering her up when all the time she's basically saying, I fucking quit. What I really love is...
It's great because she gets a raise at the end. So it's good thing that all of that goes away.
Now, what does the Sawchucks call her? I forget. Angie, right?
Yeah, they call her Angie instead
of
Georgia.
They think she's really cool and beautiful like Angelina Jolie. Which...
They think she looks just like Angelina Jolie.
I think they need glasses. They need glasses.
Yeah, I don't think she looks just like Angelina Jolie. Oh.
Not at all. Not even a little bit, but that's okay. They're very nice to her. And what happened at the beginning where she had the worst reviews ever, at the end she's got glowing reviews from everybody because she's finally given up being, you know... miserable and taking life by storm. She's in love. She found her Keffi.
Yeah. She found her Keffi.
She found her Keffi.
And she's gonna be a tour guide and her boyfriend's gonna be her driver and it's so cute.
Hopefully they get the better bus.
Yeah.
With the better air conditioning.
Well, hey, they're gonna have to swap the air conditionings again.
Yes, because nobody wants to drive the bus. It's all broken from the car accident they had.
Yeah. Alrighty, Mother. You wanna talk about some gone wrongs here?
Did something go wrong in this? this movie?
You know, okay. So I have read like why this movie was not received well. I don't know why, but I've at least seen like some of the things, and I agree with one criticism about this movie, and it's the fact that like if you want to compare this to like My Big Fat Greek Wedding and how Nia Vardalos, the main actress, like, you know, She looks all frumpy in that movie, and then she gets a glow up. And this movie, it's almost like it's after her glow up, and she's wearing fucking heels all throughout Greece.
Yeah, well, I think that's a throwback to the fact that she doesn't want to accept the fact that she's a tour guide. So she's wearing heels and trying to look professional, like she would if she was doing professor work. I don't know.
Just, that's the biggest gone wrong, is the fact that she's wearing heels while walking up mountains. I've been to Greece, y'all. You do not want to wear heels. You're gonna be walking up lots of hills, lots of mountains. It's you know, you want good walking shoes. Don't wear heels. Don't wear heels in Greece.
Other than the fact that we needed a fight or something like that to make the whole Nico gator thing work, I don't think they needed to go there with the gay t-shirt.
Yeah.
They could have done something else. Oh, you know, we forgot a funny scene. It was, again, one of those unnecessary scenes, but it was hysterical when they're in one of the courtyards and they're cooling off by Gator Mark. Are cooling off by putting water on, you know, in the thing, and then these gorgeous Greek guys are nearby doing the same thing, and the girls are all ogling.
No, it was that they saw these like guys doing that, and
so they tried to do it too.
The divorcees were like, ooh, they're really hot. Yum, yum, yum. And so, they try to be hot too, and it's like so bad.
Gator's a really fun guy, but he's a bit soft around the middle. And even though he's not a father, Mark may have a little bit of dad bod going on. He wasn't bad, but he wasn't tight. So when they took their shirts off, they did not look like the soccer players who took their shirts off at all.
No, I think they would have been okay. They're not unattractive men. It's more the fact that that they were posing, the poses and the noises, mm-hmm. like
just think they should have just
thrusting their butts out weirdly.
Enjoy themselves, have a good time. They looked fine with their clothes on. They didn't need to take their shirts off.
And instead, the divorcees started like laughing, like they were enjoying it, but like for different reasons.
You can like people and enjoy stuff for different reasons. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This movie is a fun romp. It's a fun little romp. It's cute. It's fun. If you like anything that she does, Nia Vardalos, you'll like this. What's really cool is that she, you know, it was her and Rita Wilson, who plays the ghost.
The ghost.
Who wrote and produced directed this whole movie. It was their project.
Yeah, Irv's wife.
Also Tom Hanks' wife in real life.
I think we didn't mention, like, one of the great jokes of the movie is, like, Irv is, like, a god.
Oh, yes.
Because that basically is his role in the movie. He is George's, like, fairy godmother. Like, yeah. He's making everything better for everybody by the end of it. And he pretends to be, like, the oracle when they get to Delphi and everything.
She tells him the story of Delphi and says is an oracle, and he volunteers to pretend to be the oracle in her discussion. And one of the things he does is blesses Barnabas, who then no longer needs his walker by the end of that day.
Mm-hmm.
He blesses, you know, a bunch of them for different reasons. He blesses the air conditioner, which of course they already knew was going to work because they changed out the air conditioner.
Yeah, that was just a, hey, to make everyone else who wasn't in on it think that he was a god.
Yeah. At one point, they say you must really be God. I think George says it to him, you must really be God, or like a Greek God. And he's like, if I was really God, I would have pooped. I haven't pooped since I left home.
Yeah. Oh my God. Poor guy.
He's so funny.
Yeah. It's great. He ends up helping everybody along the way. They all become like this great big family. It's beautiful. But yeah, I will say my gone wrongs are kind of just a couple of jokes that I feel like may have gone a little bit too far. It is a comedy. I get it. It's a comedy from over 10 years ago. Not every joke is gonna still work after so many years.
I like most of the jokes, even the bad jokes, most of them. Like I said, I just don't think the t-shirt thing needed to be there. They could have found some other way to make them fight.
Yeah, the t-shirt thing, I don't know. I still go back and forth on the Hansdorf syndrome thing, because I'm like, that would have been funny, but I also just, I don't know. I don't think Georgia needed to be in on that.
Well, I do. I think it was to show the animosity between the husband and wife and how they're constantly fighting. I think that it goes to show and just causes more animosity so that in the end, when they finally seem happier together, the
husband and wife that hate each other. I don't love that trope, but I get that that was like the whole thing.
I don't think they hate each other so much as he's just fed up with her attitude.
Yeah.
And she, you know, again, she's the breadwinner. He's the house husband or whatever. And she's just fed up with her attitude about the whole thing.
I do love the scene because he's always trying to take pictures of their trip and everything. Mm-hmm. And then Irv's like, hey, why don't I take a picture of like all three of you here? That is a great scene because Irv just like keeps counting and he's like, I'm going to keep counting till the kid cracks a smile. And the picture he takes, beautiful, perfect. The parrots have their eyes bulging out and Caitlin's like sitting there laughing. It's great. I love it so much.
It is good.
And I think Dad loved it too, so... Yeah, this movie is just, it's a fun time. I enjoy it.
What's gone wrong for me is that it wasn't more popular, I think, because I really think it's a good movie. It's fun.
I don't know. What do people not like about this movie? Just
I like a good movie that just, it makes me feel summer fun. And when I watch this, I just feel summer fun about it. It's beautiful. It's, you know, you get to see a little bit of Greece. I'll probably never get there. Who knows? But you get to see a little bit of it. You get to see people having fun on the beach. It's got a little bit of everything. And it has coffee. My favorite.
Everyone should take the time for a coffee.
I agree. And I've had three today already.
We dance.
Oh, that's a funny joke. When she gets totally frustrated with everything going wrong, the hotel is not working well, like things in the hotel, the elevator and stuff like that. She's like, the problem with this country is everybody dances all the time. Nobody works. They're always busy dancing. If Greece was the center of culture and education and everything in society, and then they learned to dance and everything went to shit, basically, in her mind. That was the
so
fall
funny.
Of Rome and the fall of Greece or whatever was dancing.
Sure.
The fall of Greece was dancing.
It's so silly. Yeah.
And of course, while she's saying that, you see a movie where people are dancing.
Yes, exactly. Well, because the it's at the hotel with the creepy dude and he's watching the dancing.
He's greasy. I call him greasy or oily. He's just like a greasy, oily, slimy kind of guy. His characters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's my life in ruins. Is your life in ruins?
No. Some days it's in ruins. Some days it's okay. I try to take time for a coffee and I have my keffi. I'll be enjoying my keffi in a few weeks when I go on vacation once again.
She's always on vacation. This is also
everybody,
why I can't get her to
everybody should
pods.
Take time for a vacation.
That's true.
Cruise is really good. I'm going to get you on a cruise ship. Let's go to Alaska.
Oh my goodness.
I love a cruise.
Why
not? You can't come up with a reason. Let's do it.
Oh,
okay.
Well,
so it's our last episode. I'm sorry, guys. You'll be able to listen to Charlie when Charlie is doing Of the Eldest Gods. Please check it out.
And we'll probably still get my mother on like other podcasts on the network. You'll still be on Of the Eldest Gods every so often.
I've been invited to do another one unless I get kicked out. I'm supposed to be doing another podcast episode for Restricted Sex some
yes.
point too. So, because I love my some Harry Potter books and movies.
And hey, we all kind of agree that your episode on Content and Capable is one of Sam's best. So, you know.
Seriously? Wow. Pretty cool. Talked about my Barbie collection. Yes, crazy people, I collect lots of Barbies. Along with going on vacation,
she's a little
I like
bit
to collect
nuts.
Barbies. A little bit nuts?
Nuts and berries.
Nuts and berries. Nothing wrong with nuts and berries.
Well, as we say for the last time,
we love you, awesome nerds.
We love you, awesome nerds.
Bye.
Goodbye. You can follow the podcast socials at Fandoms Gone Wrong Pod on Instagram and Facebook, and at Fandom Gone Wrong on Twitter. You can send an email to us through fandomsgonewrongpod@gmail.com.
If you'd like to support us financially, go to patreon.com/fandomsgonewrong. By becoming a patron, you can join the Movie Night Crew Network server, where you can get to chat with us. And here's some no-context spoilers about episodes we are recording. I personally recommend the $5 tier, where you get access to Random Fandoms, our bonus show, where we play weird games of our own invention and talk more free-form about our fandoms. We also have a merch store on TeePublic, where all our designs are made by Charlie. Or, if you cannot support us financially, please give us a review on iTunes and rate us on Spotify to help others know how much you love this podcast. You can follow me personally at Travel Planning by Carrie on Instagram. I'm a travel agent who specializes in theme parks and cruises, but you can contact me if you're planning any type of fun vacation.
And you can follow me at GreenPixie12 on most platforms, but on Twitter, I'm at GreenPixie123. I'm totally not salty about it. I also have an art Instagram that I sometimes use at GreenPixieDraws, and I sometimes do the YouTube thing on my channel, Charlie Mack. That's M-A-C-K. I also have another podcast on the network called Of the Eldest Gods, where my friend Ray and I go through the Rick Riordan series, starting with the Percy Jackson and Olympians books, chapter by chapter. You can find that on all the major podcasting apps. And our music is Ready, Aim, Fire by Kevin MacLeod. Phantoms Gone Wrong is proud to be part of Deus Ex Media, which features great podcasts like Of the Eldest Gods, a chapter-by-chapter Rick Riordan pod with mythological context and no spoilers.
What would you do if there was a terrifying prophecy about you?
Or you had to go on a perilous quest to save a friend.
Or everything you loved was in danger and the world was about to end?
Whoa, slow down, Charlie. You know what to do when all that crazy stuff happens, right?
Call Ghostbusters?
No, you listen to Of the Eldest Gods.
Oh, right. Sorry, Ray. Y'all can listen to our podcast about the Rick Riordan books.
We'll cover each chapter and talk about some of the fucked up mythological context.
And we'll probably get cursed by Zeus.
Let's hope that doesn't happen this season.
Catch Oteg on all your podcast platforms.
And eat some blue food while you listen.
Wish us luck while we survive the apocalypse.
Charlie.
What?
Remember to follow us on your favorite podcatcher and meet us back here every other Tuesday.
And I hear the phone ring in the background.
No, that's because the phone was ringing in the background.
Yeah.
I think the people are calling to let us know they're delivering our food.
The phone is ringing.
Deus Ex Media.